To many people, the earth in which our food grows is considered to be just dirt. The word is, you know, when we're in America, people talk about the crops growing in the dirt. I mean, do they really mean it's just dirt, you know, something which is dirty and which soils? Or do they really mean the earth which has that humus, which carries the minerals and the nutrients into the foods that we eat? It's a question which sort of bothers me sometimes, but it's one which carries a little bit of concern for some people. So, as I say, the earth carries forward through the plants, or to the plants, the nutrients and the minerals that we need in our food. Now, before I get into this topic, I want to diverge from it somewhat, and you'll see why I'm doing so very, very shortly. During the early 19th century, and sorry, during the early 20th century, the southeastern and southern states of the United States of America were hit by a disease called pellagra. It was a disease which it was claimed by the medical profession had absolutely no cure. And the fatal embrace of pellagra claimed thousands upon thousands of lives in those in the eastern seaboard states and right the way around to Texas. It was noted that from the European side, because the disease had appeared in Europe in the 19th century, it was noted by the doctors in Europe that the disease seemed to afflict those people who were less well endowed with financial ability, and they is also linked in some way to their diet, notably to the corn diets of many, many people in Europe. At about the same time that pellagra was taking its toll of the American South and Eastern states, there was a Dr. Charles Northern, a pioneer and genius in the field of nutrition, demonstrated that countless human ills stem from the fact that the impoverished soil of America no longer provided the plant foods with the mineral elements essential to human nourishment and health. To overcome this alarming condition, he doctored sick soils and by seeming miracles raised truly healthy and health-giving fruit and vegetables. Now, today I want to draw our attention to the fact that in the future, health will not just be considered to be a part of man's physiological body, but it will include the food from which man, the earth and the food from which man is nourished, the land, because it is from the land that health and is ultimately achieved. Without healthy land, you cannot produce healthy crops and you cannot have healthy food. I remember that some years ago, my attention was directed, for some reason, I thought it was a church publication, my attention was directed to the United States Senate Department document number 264. Unfortunately, this document does not really carry the full weight of authority that its name actually implies, because the document, although it runs to 9 pages, is actually a magazine article which was put into the Senate library by Senator Rex Beach. Now, this document, 264, is all about the work of Dr. Charles Northern, who I just quoted. And it was written in the early part of 1936, at a similar time to a stillborn Senate committee investigation into land productivity and farming practice. The opening paragraph of this particular article reads, "Do you know that most of us today are suffering from certain dangerous diet deficiencies which cannot be remedied until the depleted soils from which our foods come are brought into proper mineral balance? The alarming fact is that foods, fruits and vegetables and grains now being raised on millions of acres of land that no longer contain enough of certain needed minerals are starving us, no matter how much we eat of them." Now, I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, And here we find one of the many scriptures which we have already had quoted to us during this feast. This scripture covers land Sabbaths, the period of rest that the land needs if it is to have the nutrients that are needed for good crops. And the land does need to be replenished, and this is one of the ways in which it is done. The land is rested. In the Middle Ages, I remember this from school, we used to have a history lesson, and one of those history lessons concerned the farming practices of the Middle Ages, and it was a four-year land rotation cycle. The farmer would divide his land into four pieces. On one piece of land he would grow his corn crops, another piece of land he would grow his root vegetables, third piece of land he would grow his green leaf crops, and the fourth piece of land would be left arable, and it would be left for the animals to fertilise, you know, where cows go round mobile compost bins on legs. And that is one way in which the Middle Ages, the food actually maintained some sort of balance. But here in Leviticus chapter 25, we're beginning reading in verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Eternal. 6 years shall you sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year it shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Eternal. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vine. That which grows of its own accord of the harvest you shall not reap, neither gather in the grapes of your vine, undressed, for it is a year of rest for the land. Now, every seventh year, the land was able to be refreshed by this method. Allowing cattle to graze on the field turned that which grew in the field into quality compost. And I say, cows, you know, compost bins on four legs. They eat the grass, and out comes the compost from the other end. Now, the article at Senator Beach Lodge of the Senate Library carried on to state that the results obtained by Dr. Northern are outstanding. By putting back into the foods the stuff that foods are made of, he has proved himself to be a real miracle man of medicine, for he has opened up the shortest and most rational route to better health. Better land means better crops, means better quality food on the table, and better health for the people who eat that food. Now, I'd like you to go on with me here to Leviticus chapter 26. Now, too many people today are ignorant of the fact that poor diet tends to poor health. In addition, there is a school of thought which states that Louis Pasteur may have made a wrong turning when he said that all illnesses were due to viruses and such like, because it has been shown by many, many authorities that if you don't have a decent diet, you're going to deplete your body's ability to withstand any sort of illness. So, you know, if we now move on to Leviticus chapter 26 and begin reading in verse 3, we read the following. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then will I give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. Now, because in the millennium, people will be taught how to look after their land, the land will, by letting it rest every seventh year, gradually increase in its ability to produce real quality foods. Food, no matter where it is grown, will contain the goodness that our Creator intended each particular type of food to contain. As a result, illness will become a thing of the long forgotten past. Dr. Northern again continues, We know that vitamins are complex chemical substances which are indispensable to nutrition, and that each of them is of importance for the normal function of some special structure of the body. Disorder and disease result from any vitamin deficiency. It is not commonly realized, however, that vitamins control a body's appropriation of minerals, and in the absence of minerals, they have no function to perform. Lacking vitamins, the system can make some use of minerals, but lacking minerals, vitamins are useless. Neither does the layman realize that there may be pronounced differences in both foods and, and soils. To him, one vegetable is very much like another. One glass of milk or one egg is about the same as another. Dirt is dirt. And he assumes that by adding a little fertilizer to it, a satisfactory vegetable or fruit can be grown. The truth is that our foods vary enormously in value, and some of them aren't worth eating as food. For example, vegetation grown in one part of the country may contain 1,100 parts per billion of iodine, as against 20 that is grown somewhere else. Processed milk has run from anywhere from 362 parts per billion of iodine to 127 parts of iron, down to nothing. This again is still quoting Dr. Northern. These are facts which he obtained. Some of our lands, even in the virgin states, never were well balanced in mineral nutrients. And unhappily for us, we have been systematically robbing the poor soils and the good soils alike of the very substances necessary to health, growth, long life, and resistance to disease. Up to the time that he began experimenting, almost nothing had been done to make good that theft. I would like you to turn with me now, please, to Amos. And we'll read in chapter 9 of Amos, because that is one of the important things which we will see happening in the millennium. Now, I'll say, food can only be grown, good food can only be grown on good land. Healthy food can only come from good land, which contains the health-giving substances that the food needs. Food that contains nothing will pass nothing on to the person who eats it. But food which has minerals and vitamins and everything which is needed, the trace elements, will give health. And this is one of the things which Dr. Northern, in 1936, was so keen to put forward. Now, in Amos chapter 9 and verse 13, we read the following. It's verse 13 and 14, by the way. And behold, the days come, saith the Eternal, that the ploughman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that sows seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build waste cities, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and drink the wine thereof, and they and shall also make gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Now, wherever the land is tended, the people who look after the land, in accordance with the laws that God has set in motion, the crops become more and more abundant. The nutritional value will increase year on year until such time as the optimum level of the vitamins and minerals is reached. Then the benefit of healthy land will be seen in healthy produce from the farm, and will in the end result in radiant good health for populations of every region of the inhabited earth. As a result of the land being given its rest, its land Sabbaths, the food that is grown in that land, in that soil, will contain all the nutrients that the body needs. The food will be full of the vitamins needed for good health. In addition, the minerals and the trace elements that are so vital to health, so vital to a healthy body, will be delivered through those foods. No more disease such as pellagra, scurvy or beriberi, because the vitamins needed will be ingested and utilized by the organs of the body that needs them. Children will not be seen walking around as victims of rickets anymore. That will simply be because the food will be grown in a healthy soil, which is full of all the elements and all the minerals that are needed for good, radiant, lasting health. Since Dr. Northern's article was lodged in the Senate Library almost 80 years ago, the diet of a huge portion of the Earth's population has been eroded even further with the current craze for fast foods. Farmland has even been further robbed of the life-giving nutrients and vitamins. We are presently witnessing an explosion of disease around the world that could and should have been eliminated by a good, healthy diet. The healthy diet will be available to all throughout the millennium when the government of God teaches us how, or teaches everybody how, to utilize the land and to bring forward the crops that God intended. The land will have its rest, and the food will have all its intended vitamins and minerals in them to give everyone on this earth the health and the strength and a long life that God intended.